Prez, you've all had a good week. I'm gonna pray that you're gonna have a wonderful day in the Lord. And then, not only that, a wonderful week also. If you will, you can turn to the book of James, chapter 1. And we're gonna start reading with verse 22 down through 27. And you know, James, he's called the just one. He's just at what he does. And he's mentioned by Paul with Cleopas and John as a pillar in the church at Jerusalem. We need some individuals today, some leaders within the church that will stand on some things. But here in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, he says, is speaking about the test of obedience, and then it's the test really is obedient to the Lord, to the church, and to one another also. But it says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso liketh unto the perfect law of liberty, continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Our Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of thy word this morning. And Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, right now that each one of us will open our hearts as you speak to us through the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, Father. And Father, that we will be not only hearers, but we will also be doers of the Word of God. And Father, we just want to thank you, and we want to love you on this side of eternity, and we're just waiting for you to call us home. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Pure religion. In verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. Pure religion is speaking about old time religion. Now I know we've heard this saying, old time religion, and we don't hear it much anymore. Why? Because it's not many people that's practicing the old path. They're not practicing, and they don't believe in the old path. They believe in all of this new stuff that's going on, and this new stuff is not for the Christian. For the Christian, we have to realize that we need to proclaim it, And we need to tell the people it's just not about religion, but it's by Christianity. They need to be Christ-like. But the Greek word here, translated to religion, here in our scripture is thakara. Is used only three times in God's word. The only two times the word religion is used, it is two different Greek words of the one time God used this word. Two of them are used in a critical sense, and only one here in verse 27 is the word used in a commanding sense. The word religion here means obvious or a act of worship or observance. But here God speak of pure religion or what we call old time religion. And I think about the old times, I think about in some of the books that I got at the house, and I think about some of the individuals that I've read after, and I can imagine being in some of them services. But back then, I wasn't saved. I didn't have anything at all to do with the church. Didn't have anything at all to do with other Christians. But I can imagine what went on in knowing what I know and what I've heard about in these different books that I have at the house. But the first one is old time religion means salvation. You know, there's not many churches anymore that preaches on salvation. They don't preach on salvation, and they don't even preach on damnation either. They just preach about the love of God, in which God is love. But we can't stop with just the love part. We have to preach the whole counsel of God. We got to preach about this sin that within us that we carry. Because I'm just like anyone else. I sin daily. But thank God I have the one verse that He give us all, that I can just come unto Him. And all I have to do is ask Him to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all of the unrighteousness. And He will do that. But a whole lot of time, people today, they don't want to go to Him and they don't want to confess their sin. Why? Because a whole lot of time the sin that they don't want to confess is a pet sin. It's a sin that they've been carrying around with them for a long time. No, I can't get rid of that. You know, I have to hang on to that because it kind of helps me go day by day. No, it don't help them go day by day. God helps them go day by day. Not the sin. I was talking to a preacher yesterday, and we was talking about the coming of the Lord. And then I told him, I said, you know, I just don't think it's going to be that much longer because of all the wickedness that's going on in the world. And I said, just right here in the United States, that's what's happening. You know, it's not God's creation. I know God created man. I know that. But I'm talking about the world itself, where He brought forth the earth to where we could live on. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is the people that is in the world. And He said this, and I've never thought of it this way, but, and I told Him, I said, you know something, I says, at one time it really bothered me a whole lot. When the devil got on my back and when he rode me from day to day. But then I got to reading and got to thinking and everything. I said, well, you know, it's not that bad. Because I've got to be doing something right. It's got to be doing something for the Lord. So if you ever think that you are here and you got the devil on your back, just lift up your hand toward heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Because you're doing something for the Lord. Because, see, the devil's not going to bother you unless you're doing something for the Lord. And he told me this after I said what I said. He says, talking about the prince and the power of the air. The devil. He's roaming right here. He's not way up in the air. Now, I don't believe. I believe he's right here among us walking around with things on his mind to do to keep the Christians out of church. And he says, and it goes back all the way where it starts at. It starts at the leader. He says, it starts with the leader in the church. It also starts with the leader in the country. So as far as the country is concerned, the United States of America, it does not fall. It does not fall upon the church. It falls upon the president of the United States. The reason the United States is going the way it's going. And I agreed with him. Because he don't care. But I'll tell you one thing, he better care. He can still get saved. But I'll tell you, I don't know. But he better care. Because it's going to be here. Heaven's going to be sweet off one day. I mean, I could imagine. Appreciate you. Won't be much longer, I hope.
I hope not.
I do too. Goodbye.
I'll have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. But, you know, speaking of that, about what he has done so much to bring the United States of America to its knees. I mean, he's got his own people there that's disagreeing with him. With their last attack that was seen out there in California. He don't call it a terrorist attack. An ISIS attack. But the FBI and the generals have said that yes, we've been attacked. He didn't like that. But you got to tell the truth. Old time religion. It's nothing but a pure religion of true worship. I'm not here to worship man. God did not save me to worship man. God saved me to worship him in spirit and in truth. And he also saved me to where I can go out and be a witness for him. And we're all or a witness if you're saved. And we just must tell people how much God has done for us and how much He will continue to do. A pure, uncontaminated act. Pure, that's what pure means. It's uncontaminated. It's nothing. Don't have no flaws in it. Oh yes, I went home and my daughter and them, they would fix supper or something like that. And you know, always mistakes are made. We're human. She fix some cream potatoes. And then I'd be eating them cream potatoes. Then you have one little lump in it, like a whole potato. But you know, that's the way it is. It's not pure. We're not going to experience anything pure, really pure, until we get home. The Word of God is pure. The Word of God is pure. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. It is pure. There's not a thing in the world wrong with it. And the people that says there's something wrong with it is wrong. There's something wrong with them. They ain't never got a good dose of it. And, you know, it's just like, it's a whole lot of... I don't get off on it, because if I did, I'd be on it the rest of the day. But pure religion, old time, fashion, worship. John 4:24 tells us that we must worship God in spirit. I don't worship Him with my intellect. I don't worship Him with my body. I worship Him with the true spirit that He's bestowed upon me the day that I got saved. That's the spirit that He's talking about. Not only that, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And as long as we do that, as long as we worship Him in spirit and in truth, there's nobody, are you on the highway, anywhere that we meet, if we meet people and we invite them to church, they can't put it back on us. Because they're the ones got to have... They the one has got the answer. They the one's got to answer. And I have somebody one time tell me, says, well, why do you even go around and visit the people then? Why do you go around and invite them to church and tell them about the Savior? Why do you do that? Because if they don't get saved, what's going to happen? That's where they're going to die and go to hell. He said, well, why do you do that? He said, if they're going to die and go to hell, because if you don't even go to them, if they ain't ever being witnessed to and everything, they're going to get, they got to go to heaven, ain't they? I said, nope, sure ain't. I said, because God has given each and every individual a free will and a choice. A free will and a choice. Undefiled means that we have flaws. We have flaws. Yes, this body, this outside body of mine has some imperfection. One is in glasses. You're just a blur to me. But see, if I had perfect vision, then I wouldn't have to put these glasses back on. And you would not be a blur to me. But even that, I can take the imperfection and I can put the glasses on. And with the glasses on, then my eyesight clears up to where I can see you. It's not a blur anymore. It's going to be the whole lot of things that this is not going to be there in heaven. And have you ever really just got by yourself and just got to thinking and got to reminiscing about what heaven is really going to be like? Compared to what we're going through today in this world. I have. I really have. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. And I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to get there. Old time religion means separation. Yes, we must separate ourselves from the sin of this world. We must separate ourselves from the world. Notice in 27b, it says, keep himself unspotted. Unspotted from what? The world. God has made us spotless. So when the world sees us, and when somebody looks upon us, they should be able to say to each one of us, you know, I don't know them. I don't know where they go to church here. But they've got to be a Christian. They've got to be a Christian. With the smile that they have on their face and the way they walk and stuff and the different things. They don't let things bother them that much. That's where we have our problems at, when we let other things bother us. And when we're worried. You know, we're people of worry. We worry about this and we worry about that. And it never comes to pass. If we ever really thought about it, it has never come to pass. And we took all the worry. And it was a battle with a spirit, with the spirit, the inside spirit, and the outer man. Always a battle. Always wrestling against each other. But who wins? The ones that we give over to. If we give over to the flesh is won. And if our flesh is won, that means the world is won. That it means also the devil has won. And what he was trying to do. But we don't need to let him win. We need to let him start thinking about, say, well, you know, I don't have much time left. And I know it's getting awful short. Says, but you know, that preacher down in faith says, you know, I've tried my very best.
to get him. I tried my very best to just to get him just to kind of loosen up a little bit. He don't have to preach like he preaches. He can just give a little sermonette. See, the devil knows the Bible just as good as each and every individual that God spoke to pin the word down. He knows this book. He knows this book better than we'll ever know it. We know this. He knows this book better than anybody else that we know of. Even Dr. Jack Van Impe, the one that he prophesies all the time and everything. I mean, they say he's a walking Bible. Says he don't even have to carry the scripture around. He don't even have to carry a Bible around with him. Because he knows the Bible. Now, yes, he knows it. He knows scripture by heart. He can quote it word for word, not leave a period out or comma out or nothing. I've listened to him. I haven't listened to him lately. But even him is not superior to the devil. Number one, they're superior to the devil, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. Old time religion means separation. We must live, and we have to live in this world. If we don't want to live in this world, then it ain't one opportunity. There's number one other decision we got to make. That we just need to ask the Lord, Lord, I just don't want to live there anymore. I'm ready for home. The only way that we can get out of living any longer down here is this, I believe. And I know some people that this has happened to. Some people even in the Word of God. But I believe if they're Christian, they get so wore out and so tired of the things that's going on in the world. They just can't cope with it any longer. Then I think the only way that they can get out of leaving this world, the only way that they can do it in getting out of this world, not staying here alone, is to backslide on God. Truly backslide on God. And I'm talking about when he in church, because backslider starts in the house of the Lord. And it starts when they get up, come on. I always say, preacher, just shut up so we go on home. I mean, come here. I got some beans on the oven, and I need to get the home so we can get them beans, go get them eat. He needs to go hush up now. If you get the mind off of what's going on in the services of the Lord, and they say that they're saved, they're Christians, that I'm backslid. That's where it starts at. Then the next thing you know, well, that night,
He said, I ain't coming back that night. I ain't going. I'm not going to go to church tonight. Says, you know, says, I know he gonna, he'll preach at least 45 minutes. And says, I'm not going to come back tonight. Next thing you know, Wednesday night showed up. They didn't come. And what it does, it don't get me to thinking about the backsliding part. It gets me to thinking about they must not be feeling good, or they've really come down sick. And that's what a lot of people are using. The sickness. But you know, when I first got saved, I wanted to be in the house of God every service. And I still do today. I can remember leaving work on Riverside Drive at 6:30. And the church service started at 7. I didn't even have time to even go home. And I went to the pastor one Sunday morning, and I said to him, I said, now, I just want like to let you know, I want to be here at all the services. I said, but there's no way I can be here on Wednesday afternoon. No way. For me to get off of work and go home, get a shower or a bath, and some clothes, doing clothes on, and come to church. He said, what time you get off church, get off of work? I said, 6:30. He said, where do you work at? And I told him. He said, ain't no problem. He said, just come on. And I did, and I started doing it. But you know something? That was one day I can vividly remember all the services I went to. But you know, there was one particular service, and I hadn't been saved but by less than probably a month. On a Wednesday afternoon, I started coming down with a headache. And usually when I get a headache, it's one of them pounding type headaches. I don't have them that often. But I had one of them type headaches. Pounding type headaches. I went to the office. And Brother Roberts, he gave me some aspirins, and I took them. Didn't ease up any. So I said, well, I think I'm gonna go to church tonight. I said, if I go home, stay at home tonight, it's going to hurt there too. And I really ain't going to probably even be able to read my Bible because the headache hurts so bad. But you know something? Then I got to church. Guess what? They got to singing. I got to singing. And I forgot about the headache. I forgot about the headache. Why? Because of the old time religion. Because we had a pastor there that preached the word of God and preached from the true Bible. And ever since then, I've sat down with some good preaching. And I thank the Lord for that. Because the devil could have got me to go to some other church at the time. And I could have got in with them. And then they got to preaching all this other stuff. That's not for me. That's not for me. I've been into churches and preached. They don't want nobody to come in and preach. They don't want nobody coming in and upset their apple cart. They don't want somebody coming in and kind of say, well, you know, we've been used to this all the time. And that's the problem. They've been used to the same thing all the time. Just like the bulletins. I mean, they ain't got to have a bulletin. So people can know. And not only them, the singer and everybody else that takes a part in the service know exactly what time, who's going to be next. That's just like that day that those singers come, that night, the tacos. I was back in my office, and this is before it got started and everything. They were still hooking up, but they was testing the sound system out. As they was testing the sound system, Ricky Tucker, I think is his name here, he was the one that was doing the sound and all. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I come out of my office, and I said, now, wait a minute now. I invited y'all to come and hear y'all sing some good gospel music. He said, yes, sir, you did. And he said, we're going to. I said, well, I just want to know, because what it sounds like to me, that y'all are used to a whole lot of these other churches out here, has done spent probably $8,000-$10,000 for the great big screen up here and the great big computer system out here and all the equipment and everything to where they can put up there on the screen. They got one verse up and they sing the first verse. And then they sing the next one. And then they have the word repeat, repeat, repeat. Repeating one word after another. That's not no music. I mean, what they're doing, what basically they are doing and the pastor of the church is doing, is saying, well, you idiots out there now, I got the words up here for you. You don't know them and you don't know how to even read the book. So we got the words up there for you. I mean, basically that's what he's saying. I think all that money can be used in a better place. I think it could be used for missionaries. It can be used for many more things than what it is used for. But old-time religion means satisfaction. Verse 25, and the latter part of it says that this man shall be blessed, it indeed. Why did it have that there? That this man would be blessed indeed. Why? Because he had the right stuff. He had the pure. His heart was pure. His mind was pure. He was pure. And it means that he won't stray away from the Word of God. You know, I don't like to hurt nobody's feelings. And neither do you. But sometimes people's feelings do get hurt. But if an individual's feeling gets hurt because of the preacher and what he's preaching, if he's preaching the Word of God, they've got a problem. They got an inward problem with the heart, because they're thinking about that with the mind. Old time religion means satisfaction. I'm going to ask you this question in closing. And I know each one of you do. And each one of you do, and probably each one of you have had it. Success. Do you want success? Do you want people to look at you and tell somebody else about it? It's just something about them is special. Hey, I've had them said to me before too. And then you'd go off and you'd walk and you'd go somewhere else, and then you'd be a distance away from somebody, and then they say, "Oh no, here come that old preacher down here." When I walk down to him, I'll smile and I'll shake his hand. Hey, let's turn it back on them. Don't turn it on us. We can always turn it back on them. And how you do that is just smile and shake the hand and tell them that just thinking about you, we love you. And so were you. Huh? Today? A man will say that? To another man? Why not? Everybody else does. I'm just in the old time religion. I'm in the old path. When gay meant being happy, not being one of these. Being happy. Yes, I'm happy in the Lord. And anybody can call me gay if they want to. It don't make no difference. And I'll tell them, I said, you know what gay means? It means happy. And I'm happy in the Lord because the Lord has done so much for me. Done so much for me. We need to let people know. Why not? They gonna let us know. They gonna tell us what they think. So we can tell them what we think. And what we know is the truth. He said we must speak to them. What? We must speak and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I heard a preacher one time say, well, I know y'all don't think I can correctly pronounce these words, and I can't speak eloquent and all of that, and I can't pronounce the words right. And all of that, and says, I'm from down south, and I just can't, and all that, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and all these words and everything. He said, but you know something? He said, the Bible says, worship Him in spirit and in truth. So if I'm speaking, and if you don't think I'm talking your proper grammar, I just hear people say, you got the help of God who's talking about what He's talking. He teaches me the proper grammar. His grammar. Everyone stand, eyes closed, putting their heads out as you stand. Our Father, we want to thank You, Lord Jesus, for this day.
Now, Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the pure religion that James spoke about. And Father, that is the religion of purity, to where we can worship you in spirit and in truth. But we cannot worship you in spirit and then not worship you in truth. So Father, we thank you for that. And Lord Jesus, we just ask, Father, you may continue to be with each and every individual that has come out today. And Father, if it's anyone this morning, Lord, where something has touched their heart, Father, they just like to get out and come to the front of the church and just pray for something. Father, if nothing else, they can definitely come and pray for me. Because I need their prayers and I need your prayers, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.